Okay, morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Yud. Rosh Hashanah daf Yud. We left off towards the bottom, Tess of Beis. We actually left off with the two dots, four lines from the bottom. Maybe we'll just go over that last Gemara. We'll start about 10 lines from the bottom, go over the last Gemara quickly. Before we start, just it was a discussion at the end of the Shir yesterday regarding Rabbi Shmuel ben Eshet Rechem Breka. He held that Yevil starts right away, Rosh Hashanah of Yevil, and the Chacham held, no, Yevil starts for real only when you blow the shofar on Yom Kippur. Nafkinos le'abifin davadim. According to Shmuel ben Eshet Rechem Breka, the Eved already gets to stop working by Rosh Hashanah. He agrees he only goes free by Yom Kippur, Rabbi Shmuel ben Eshet Rechem Breka, but the Eved stops working by Rosh Hashanah. According to Rabbanan, no, the Eved has to work the freedom bechlal. He has to work and go free. All that he has to work till Yom Kippur, and he only stops working and goes free at the same time at Yom Kippur. So we had a debate in those 10 days. Could the rabbi marry him off to Shiv Karanis? That's what we brought for this year. Shaila, in those 8 days, could the rabbi marry him off to Shiv Karanis? We quoted from the Mechas Chinuch that the rabbi, the master, cannot marry him off. Why? Because when Yom Kippur comes, it'll be like he's now free Lemafreya from Ashana, even, and therefore he can't marry him off either in that time. But we brought from the Tzlach, I believe it was the Tzlach who said that it's the Tali in Machlekes Hashanah. It's Tali in why is an Eved allowed to marry a Shifcha? Is it just the Rabbi's ability to marry him off the Shifcha in order to procreate more Avadim, more Eved Kananim for the Master? Or is it a special Heter that an Eved can marry the Shifcha even if the Rabbi is not interested? He doesn't need new Avadim. Still, there's a Heter that an Eved can marry a Shifcha. It could be signed that Shaila whether or not he can marry in those 10 days. So they're almost clearing afterwards. L'chera, it would be a clear indication that a child that comes from this union between the Eved, Ivri, and the Shivcha, even in those 10 days, a child that's conceived in those 10 days must be an Eved. Because if the child wouldn't be an Eved, then there'd be no tzad to say. If the child is not an Eved, then the Chayra will be Pashit, and on the side at least that it's totally in the Rabbi being able to make the Eved get married in order to procreate, it wouldn't be Shaykh over here, because anyway the child being born is not going to be an Eved. On the tzad that the child that comes out is once you say the child that comes out is an Eved, then we can declare, okay, still, maybe the fact that the Eved can marry the Shifcha is not only about the child, about procreating Avadim, is even his own right, some sort of heter, but if the child is not an Eved, then the Shaila wouldn't start. That was a debate. So we just confirmed early this morning, with Rabbi Kanner, that 100%, there's no Shailas. Even a Ben Chayrin that has relations with the Shifcha, the child that comes out would still be an Eved. Even a Ben Chayrin who has relations with the Shifcha, the child comes out would be an Eved. And the truth is really a Mishnah. McKenna just confirmed to me in the middle of the night by email, but it's really a Mishnah that the Mishnah says that a Mamzer, Rabbi Tarfon says, Yechaylim, I'm able to Matar Mamzerim. How? Mamzerim, the children always on Misachas after as Mamzerim. But Rabbi Tarfon's Eitzif, if I remember correctly, in summary, is that the Mamzer ends up having relations with a Shivcha, the child ends up being an Eved, who you then free. And we know Eved that's free is like a Ger. So the irony over there is it's not really Misachas after the father. That's why it's not a Mamzer. But the bottom line is, it is his child who ends up not being a Mamzer. Again, you see the same idea. That's Misachas after the mother. And therefore, the Chorot's Pashit would be an Eved Kanani. Okay, just to clarify, the Elam was with Aryeh and Lizer in particular were debating the Shaila after the Shias today. Okay, from the two dots, 10 lines of the bottom page, says the Gemara, we said the Mishnah Latia, that Rosh Hashanah for saplings, for baby trees, the Gabar Erla, and they're really going to be part of the big discussion in today's daf. So the Rosh Hashanah for the Erla trees is Tishrei. Ask the Gemara, again, we read this quickly at the end of this year. Manon, the Chsiv, how do we know it's Tishrei, not perhaps different Zman, Nisan, or Nisan is going to be the Gemara's primary question. Manon, the Chsiv, Shal Shanim Arelim, it says about the years of Erla, Lashon of Shanim, Chsiv, Vashon Arvias, and the fourth year again is not their Avai, so again, Lashon Shana. V'yal V'shana Shanim Tishrei, L'naf from Tishrei, the Gzer Shav, the word Shana. The Chsiv, where does it say Legabi Shana, Legabi Tishrei, it says the word Shana? The Chsiv, Mereshis, Hashana, and that certainly means the beginning of the year, which is Tishrei. Ligmar Shana, Shana, Nisan, but we have the word Shana, Nisan as well. The Chsiv, Rishon Lachem, Chacha Shana, that's the Pasuk, that Achid Shazel Lachem, this month of Nisan is the first for you of the months of the year. Here's the word Shana there too. So maybe the new year for the trees should be Nisan. And again, just to be clear, we're talking about the din of Erla, that a tree has a din of Erla the first 3 years. So the whenever you plant the tree, the second you get to this new year, it'll be ready to consider year two. What is that new year? Is it, we're saying it's Tishrei, maybe it should be Nisan. Says the Gemara, Dan Shana Sheinim Echadoshim, Mishana Sheinim Echadoshim, Fein Dan Shana Sheinim Echadoshim, Mishana Sheishim Echadoshim. We're going to compare the Shana that says by Erla, Neslash, Nadirvai, to the Shana that says by Reishas Hashana, because over there it only uses the word Shana. By Nisan, by Reish Chadoshim, there's a big emphasis over there of Chaydish. Yes, he uses the word Shana too, but also focuses on the word Chaydish. We'd rather compare Shana to Shana alone, and not Shana to the Shana which has with it Chaydish. Again, of course, Shana to Shana with Chaydish would be a fine comparison if I didn't have, so to speak, a better one. Since I have a better comparison of Shana to Shana alone, we compare the Shana by Erla to the Shana of Rosh Hashanah, which means the new year for Erla is Rosh Hashanah. That's the new year, and therefore, let's say you plant the tree. We discussed this yesterday. At the end of this year, if you plant the tree, we were using the example of a month before the end of the year. It really is based on today's daf. Let's say you plant the tree a month before the end of the year, so a month before Tishrei specifically. So once it hits Tishrei, it's already year two from the Erla count. Okay, but now the Gemara is going to actually say a big chiddush. We touched on this chiddush on Daf Beis already. This chiddush we pointed out when we read the Mishnah. I think Rashi, the Mishnah already brings it, but if it was Rashi, maybe quote from our sugya over here, we pointed out that there's really a little bit of a balance we have to do. Why? Because the Mishnah discusses what halacha is l'natiya. Natiya is a baby tree, a sapling. That's the first 3 years. Then the last part of the Mishnah says, the Chavim and Machlokes Bisham Beis Hillel, what is the new year for trees? Machlokes Bisham Beis Hillel, what's the new year for trees? Is it Rosh Chodesh Shvat or Tu B'Shvat? What do you mean trees? Didn't we say Natiyas? The new year is Tishrei. The answer is that the first 3 years of the tree, it's a baby tree, and the Roshana for that is Tishrei. But once you get after 3 years, once it's called an Elon, the new year is going to be in Tu B'Shvat. We'll go Beis Hillel. So how does that work out? Let's say I have my Erla for the first 3 years. By Tishrei of the third of the fourth year, it's already past 3 years. But there got to be trees now. It's not called a tree till Tu B'Shvat. We're going to see the Gemara and the Chami that the real din of Heter is talking in the way till Tu B'Shvat. That's the Gemara. Let's see. Says the Gemara. Tarabon. When we talk about the din of new trees of Erla, we say as follows: Echad Anaita, whether one plants a tree, Echad Amavrich. It's very clear we're talking over here about planting trees. You already have, right, some sort of something there, and we're planting a tree. Well, it's going to be, even the night already sounds that way, but look at the next words. Echad mavrich, echad markiv. That means mavrich is when one takes a branch from a tree, bends it into the ground, it's like an existing tree, and from that bending into the ground and replanting it, it creates like a new tree. Or markiv. Markiv is grafting. Grafting a branch into an existing tree. Shvius. Erev Shvius. Echad Anaita, Echad Mavrich, Echad Markiv, Erev Shvius. One who does this on Erev Shvius, Shleishim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, 30 days before Hashanah, also Leshana, Moshanah comes, it is considered for him one full year, Legabe Erla. He's already has a full year, Legabe Erla. Furthermore, we know Legabe Shvita, you're not supposed to be planting and doing work in the field within 30 days of Shvita. The Dina we just said yesterday about being Mesif on Shemitah, when we turn the Kaim of Shvius, and it's mutter not to be Kaim of Shvius because you had 30 days prior to Shvius when you planted it. But if it's less than 30 days, Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, less than 30 days before Tishrei, Leil Shana, number one, he does not get one full year on the calendar for Erla. Remember, if it's 30 days or more, you get a full year in the Gab Erla. Tishrei becomes year two. Less than 30 days, you do not get a full year for Erla, number one. And number two, v'asal kaim b'shvius. It's also to keep b'shvius has to be uprooted. It's also to be mekaim b'shvius. Now, before we even to go on to the next amud, Tais just points out that we're discussing over here that a tree that was mavrich or markiv from an existing tree, if you mavrich or markiv from an existing tree, is a chi of arla. The second last Tais on the page, Tais asks, but we have a Ferish of Mishnah, and there's a Masechta, a beautiful Masechta Mishnah, it's called Masechta Arla. And over there it seems to be very clear that our Kava, when you mark it, when you do grafting, it's Pata from Arla. Once you graft into a tree, you don't give it a status of Arla. It doesn't have a regular din of Arla of a tree. So Tais wants to make a distinction that there's a difference. Yesh lamer da hasam kishlein nifsika meavia uvil and zaken v'achak shnifsika meavia kidemuchel kamei. Tais wants to say this chiluk whether you detach it fully from its original source or not. If you detach it from the original source, then yes, it would be considered a new tree and abedin erla. If you don't detach from the original source, it maintains the age of the original source and therefore whatever the erla. So Tais makes a chiluk in the Mishnah Erla, and our Bryce over here, our Bryce is talking about where it was fully detached from its original source, eventually cutting off its original source, and therefore it's considered a new clock for Erla, whereas the Mishnah Erla, which says there's no din Erla on something which is grafted or grafted into another tree or grafted into the ground, over there we're talking about where it was remained attached to the original source, and therefore there's no new Erla clock starting. Okay, says the Gemara, top of Yud, Amud Aleph. Uperis, the Tiazu, Asurin, as we pointed out before, Ad Tesfav Bishvat. And the Peris of this tree, of this Natiya, are actually going to be Asur till to Bishvat, going like Basil. Imla Erla, Erla, Vin Levi, Levi. Legabe Erla and Legabe Levi. What does that mean? We know the third year, the first 3 years of the tree has a din of Erla. The Peris have a din of Erla, the Asur Teet. In the fourth year, it gets a din of Netar Vai, which means very simply, it's best way to summarize it is it's like Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni Peris are Mutta Teet, the Bailam can eat it, has no Kedusha, that others cannot eat it, anyone can eat it. It belongs to the Bailam. Actually, that's actually a discussion. Maisa Sheni, is it really Mamam Bailam? Or is it even Mama Gavaya, but the Bailam have a right to eat it. Either way, the Bailam are allowed to eat it, allowed to feed it to their friends. Shalafi can make Kedusha with it, but it's theirs to eat. There's no Kedusha that you can't eat it, but there is Kedusha that you have to eat it. Where? In Yushalayim. Netervai is the same thing. It belongs to the, no longer to the person's allowed to eat it, but it has to be eaten in Yushalayim. So we're saying that when is it mutter to eat Peteris Erla, and when does it mutter to eat that it's no longer Erla? And when does it leave the status of Neter Avai? Not by Rosh Hashanah Tishrei of the fourth year, it changes from Erla to Neter Avai. And by the fifth Rosh Hashanah changes from Revai to being fully Mutter. It's actually by the Tu B'Shvat, a few months later, that's when by Tu B'Shvat does become Mutter out of Erla, it becomes Revai, and Mutter out of Revai. Why? Like the Cheshmi said before, because right now it's Nilan, and no longer is Natiya. Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for baby trees. Once it's 3 years old, has the status of an Elon, it reverts to the status of trees, which is from Tu B'Shvat. So Rashi speaks at the Cheshbon, and then asks, if that's the case, what's it helping to count from Tishrei? Rashi says, simple, because Lemaisa, otherwise you would have had to count, if you didn't count from Tishrei, let's just say count from Nisan. So you wouldn't even have the time between Tu B'Shvat, right? It doesn't sound like that much, Shvat, Adar, Nisan, but you wouldn't have that time either. It would remain Asr till Nisan. You're still gaining that time in between, let's say, Shvat and Nisan. Okay, so that's the halacha of these peiros, of these new trees, legabe, Erla. Once you finished, you're not really finished till Tu B'Shvat. Menonimili, ask him, how do we know that in the fourth and fifth years, it remains Asr up to Tu B'Shvat? It extends the Isr into the fourth and fifth year. Amar B'Chir Ba'aba, Amar Bechran, he says, you can really darsh it from Pasuk. Umatavim B'Shvat Yanai, some say it's actually from Yanai. Amar Kra, Uvashana Arviyas, Uvashana Chamishas. The Pasuk says, end the fourth year, which is referring to the Erla. It says the Erla, after the 3 years of Erla, in the fourth year, it says in the fourth year, it's going to be Mutter, or becomes Revai. And the Gabi Revai, it says, Uvashana Chamishas, it's out of Revai. We darshan that in the fourth year, sometimes it's still an Isser Erla. In the fifth year, sometimes there is Isser of Revai remains. What does that mean? Till the Tu B'Shvat in the fourth and fifth years. And of course, it's only relevant if the fruits emerge in that fourth and fifth year prior to Tu B'Shvat. That may not be so common that the fruits are emerging in that year between Tishrei and Tu B'Shvat. But assuming the fruits emerge in that time period, that would be enough kamina that Erla extends into the fourth year and Netervai extends into the fifth year. Says the Gemara, Lema, let us say this whole din that we say you need 30 days before Rosh Hashanah that we started with in the bottom of Tesla Maze, Lema like Rameir. Let us say this whole din is not like Rameir. Why? Rameir says one day in a year is considered a full year. Rameir Shita is Lagabi, what we're going to discuss very shortly, Lagabi an animal. Discussing the age of an animal, Rameir says one day in a year is considered a year. So too over here, by us, one day in the year, one day planting prior to Tishrei should be considered enough of a year that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei would be considered a year too for Arla. Yet, what do we say in the Brisa? You need to be 30 days before the new year. So, the Chari, this Brisa is not Gomer. Where do we see Gomer holds one day in a year is considered a year? Titania, Par Amar Peter Stam. Wherever the Torah says the word Par Stam, it means Ben Esther Mabach Chodesh Yemechad. It means 24 months and one day. 24 months and one day, meaning into its third year. Par is into the third year. So, 24 months and one day is considered already a 3-year-old. Divrei Meir, Rav Elazar Omer, Ben Esrim Arba Chodesh Shlosh Yomim. No, it's got to be 24 months and 30 days. So Rav Elazar says it's got to be 24 and 30. Rav Meir says 24 and one day. L'chari, we see Rav Meir holds one day in a year. It's called a year. Let us say Rav Meir is not the author. Our Bryce isn't going to Rav Meir, it's going to Rav Elazar. Shayer Meir Aimer, the Bryce elaborates further. Kamak Shema Ega Batayr Stam Ben Chana. Ben Bakar is Ben Shtayim Par Ben Shalish. Remains to say, when it says Ega, means in the first year. When it says Ben, that's Ben Shana. By the way, it's a little bit different than our Sprach. We call a one-year-old after the first year, right? We call someone who's 13, right? After 13, which is actually a discussion in the Farshim that bar mitzvah should really be from 12, not from 13. It is a discussion based, not so much bar mitzvah, the Yosef. It comes up very much by Yosef. Yosef has been Shvas Veshana. How old was he? Was he what we call 17, which would be in his 18th year? Or was he 17, meaning he was 16 years old, in his 17th year? Big discussion. And based on that, the Farshim say, if you hold that it means in his 17th year, meaning 16, so then when the Mishnah says Ben Chamish the Mikra, it should mean 4 years old in the fifth year, and Shalish Esther the Mitzvahs would mean 12 years old in the 13th year. Again, we don't pass away, but there is such an idea. Okay, so Meir is saying that 1 day old in the first year, but 1 day is not kosher for Korban. Anyway, you need to wait 8 days. Al Sbechus Zman. But the point is, in the first year means from 8 days till the first end of the first year is Ben Shana. From a year and a day Till 2 years old is considered is Ben Bakar, Ben Shtayim. And once you're 2 years old and a day, that is considered till 3 years old, that's called Ben Shalosh. Therefore, he says 24 months and 1 day. So the Mar again, with the question, are we saying that our Bryce, which needs 30 days, is not like Rameir? Answers the Gemara, a few time Rameir, you can even go Rameir, Kikam Rameir, Yemech B'Shana Chashana, B'Seif Shana. When do Rameir say a year is considered a, 1 day is considered a year? At the end of a year, Ava B'Tchil B'Shana Lai. When do Rameir say a single day in the year is considered a full year? When it comes in the end, well, it's really, B'Seif Shana is a little misleading over here, because we're not talking about the end of the year, we're talking about the beginning of the year, but it means when it comes following a grouping of years. So you have year one, year two, and then year three, you have a day. At the end of full years, a day can be considered another full year. But at the beginning, when you're first planting the first day of the first year, will not get a status of a full year. Our Bryce is talking about Erla, planting the first day of the first year. Even Rameh would agree, you wouldn't consider it a year. Ask the Gemara, and this is really Kasha Tais was asked a couple of days ago, when we had the same type of Cheshbon, that Yemecha B'Shana Chashvan is only at the end, is only at the end, not the beginning. We find by need we see opposite. But before we see that question, just two quick points on the Parag Gemara. First of all, I understand what the Gemara says in Reb Meir, 24 months and 1 day is considered already in the third year. 24 months and 1 day. But it brings Reb Eliezer Shita, it's 24 months, not 1 day, and 30 days. There's another way to say that. 25 months. 24 months and 30 days. Just say 25 months. It's a very basic ara. According to, maybe it's just contrasting to Rameir. Rameir says you need 24 months plus 1 day. That makes sense. 24 months plus a day. In Reb Elazar, why are we saying 24 months plus 30 days? Just say 25 months. Tzfas Emes is a beautiful diak. And Tzfas Emes is a bechidish. He wants to say that perhaps, the Bryce is being medayik, that according to Reb Elazar, that last month has to be a 30-day month. It wouldn't be okay to say 25 months. In order to be considered in the third year, you take any dafka 24 months, however you count those months, 29-day months, 30-day months, and then you need a 30 days, not a month per se. It's not, the emphasis is not on on a 25th month. The emphasis is on 30 days. 30 days into the third year gives it a status of being a ben shalish. Not a month, rather 30 days. What will be the cheshbon? Separate question, but that could be a diik in why the Gemara's lashon was 24 months plus 30 days, as Zezek Sfasemes, number one. Number two, the Goyen, Nachadiyik, the Goyen has diik where we send her a mayor, Kamakim, where it says, Ego, it means Benjana, within the first year. Ben Bakar means Benjtayim, and Para means Benjalish. The Goyen just points out, it's classic Goyen, the Torah, when it says the word Ego, says the word Benjana. It says Benjana. There's one place where it says Ego, and doesn't say Benjana. So you tell me Kamakum where it says Ego, it's Ben Shana. That would indicate that there's multiple places where it says the word Ego without giving it an exact description, and we have to define it as Ben Shana. There's only one place. So the Lashon Kamakum is a little sure. Kamakum would be indicating there's multiple places where it says Ego and doesn't elaborate Ben Shana, and the guy points out, and Lachar is only one place that we find where it says Ego and not the word Ben Shana, so therefore it's an Inchi Lashon. And the simple answer is Anachnami, but since there are other places where it says Egel and Ben Shana, it still fits Kamakam. Wherever it says Egel means Ben Shana, even where it doesn't specify it, but of course where it specifies it for sure, including where it doesn't specify it. But it is a little bit of an error why you use Lashon Kamakam if it's only once. Okay, that's our two dictic kind of errors between the Sfasamas and the Gayan. Says the Gemara. Amar Rava, V'av Kav Chemer is not a Kav Chemer, V'ma'ani D'Shein T'chilas V'ayim. Ayla, not the Seifa, Seifa Yem, Ayla B'Sklasai, Anida, we're at the beginning of her count, the Shein Tchilasayim, Ayla B'Seifa. A partial day, a partial day at the end of her 7 days doesn't work as a full day. You don't say essentially, Mixes Yem Kekulai, Seifa Yem, Ayla B'Sklasai, yet a partial day at the beginning does count as a full day. So Shana, or by a year, where you be masking at the end of the year, which we said attached to mean after a full year, one day could be considered a full year. Top of Amabez, Enodin, Shiyim Echad, Eilab Tlasay, certainly a mechad should be Eilab Tlasay. Now, what does that mean? We really spoke of that just a couple of days ago from Taisvis. Taisvis is based in this Gemara, but it's a very simple cheshbon. Nida over here is not referring to what we call Nida. What we call Nida is really Safa Gedela. We make it that Aisha, even if she sees Tipas Dam Kichardel, just a mustard seed size of Dam, she's Tameh, she needs to keep 7 clean days to become Tar. That's a separate din. It's really the din of Safa Gedela. Safa Gedela Menatar is only when she sees, after you may need this, 7 days need this, in the 11-day period following, she sees Dam 3 days in a row, then she has Dam Zavidel, which she needs Zainakim, and we're Machmet to treat every Isha as if she's in her Yud Aleph days of Ziva, and she saw 3 days in a row, of course, even though that wasn't actually the case, that's how we treat it. It's fine. Nida, they get the Nida Matera, is very simple. A woman normally, typically once a month, sees Dam, and she sees Dam for a few days in a row. That's typically the pattern. The halacha is that from when she sees Dam, this Dam Nida, she's talking 7 days. 7 days of Tumah. However, she need not have any clean days. She just needs to be at the end of the 7th day that she stops seeing Dam. She does a Bedikah at the end of the 7th day and the Dam is stopped, which is fairly typical. By the end of 7 days, the Dam is already stopped. She just does a Bedikah towards the end of the 7th day and she goes to the mikveh for the night and she's tar. Now, in that 7-day count, it's fairly straightforward. In that 7-day count, the way it works is, day one that she sees, the day she sees the Dam, it's the middle of the day, that's counted as day one. That's counted as day one. Day 7 needs to be a full day, even if she hasn't seen Dam since day 3. Let's just say she bled really quickly. She saw Dam for 3 days, and then if she hasn't seen Dam since day 3, she still has to wait till day 7 to go to the mikvah. Day 7, she needs to wait to the full day, and she goes to the mikvah at night. So we're saying Mixas Yem counts as Kulay in the beginning of her count on Yidus, and Mixas Yem does not count as Kulay in the end of her 7-day count. So you're telling me Yem Echa B'Shana is Chashu Shana B'Saif Shana, and Apathila, by the count of Nidus the Raisa, we find exactly opposite. Says the Gemara. Okay, so you want to tell me again? Our cheshbon was that our brayse can't be a gemara because the brayse says you need 30 days. You need 30 days in order to plant before Hashana, in order to be considered that you have status of a year before Erla, in order that Tishrei should be considered second year. And our mayor says that 1 day of an animal is considered a full year. So we say our mayor can't be the brisa. We deflected and said, no, our mayor holds the animal is considered 1 day is considered a year because it's coming on the heels of 2 prior years and the Yemecha B'Shana Chashvana at the end of a count, but not at the beginning. Our mayor can be the author of the brisa. But we're bothered because we see many the opposite. We see the beginning has all the more reason to count a 1 day as a full day, a mitzvah kikulei, as opposed to at the end. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So Rav Meir can't be the Braisa. Who's going to be the Braisa? Rabbi Eliezer, who held you need 30 full days, asked the Gemara of Elamai Rabbi Eliezer, Elamai, you going to say the wolf of the Braisa of Eliezer, Shleishim u'shleishim bayim. So according to Eliezer, it's also no good. You should need 30 plus 30. According to Eliezer, you should need 30 days. The whole idea, what was the idea of 30 days? So we didn't elaborate when we read the Braisa, but the idea of 30 days is because you need 30 days, presumably, for the tree to take root. And then you still need 30 days from when the tree takes root. You should need 30 days to be considered 30 days in a year. It's called a year. In order to count Tishrei's year too, you should need 30 days from when the tree took root to be considered a year. So you should need 30 plus 30. Says the Gemara, where do we see this? That now we learned in a Mishnah, a Neitin, v'ein Mavrichin, v'ein Markivin, Erev Shvias. We cannot plant a tree. We cannot bend one of the branches into the ground. You cannot graft in the year. In the 6th year, Pachas Moshesh Yom Vehem Hashana. Erev Shvi'is in the 6th year, he can't do it less than 30 days for Hashana. Vim not the Vehem Yakar. And if he did do such a thing within 30 days, he has to uproot it because it's already considered as if it's already within the time frame of taking root ultimately within the 7th year. Again, it's Shaila Pashas, it means it's a Gzer Darabanan. If someone's Aver and planted within 30 days, you make him uproot it. Rudaymer. Any graft that doesn't take hold within 3 days, meaning if it's going to work, it works within 3 days. If it's not going to work, it won't work at all. So 30 days is not as man, only needs 3 days. 2 weeks, I'm fine. So Machlokes, whether it's 30 days, 3 days, or 2 weeks. L'divir mishleishim, tzarech shleishim mishleishim. L'divir mishleisha, tzarech shleishim mishleisha. L'divir mishleisha basleis, tzarech shleishim basleishim. Rav Nachman, Rav Avua, he qualified and explained that all these tanaim are discussing how long it takes for it to take root. But from when it takes root, you need an additional 30 days. You need 30 days plus the amount of time it takes for it to take root. So according to Rabbi Lazar, it would be 30 and 30. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be 30 plus 3. According to Rabbi Yisrael Shimon, it would be 30 plus 2 weeks. So back to our question. So how is the Brisa, which says 30 days is enough, fitting even according, you're saying it's our mayor because he holds one day should be enough, but according to Rabbi Lazar, it should be 30 plus 30. Says Gemara. You should declare need 33 days. What's the 30 days? Elul Gemara says, you're right. It's actually go back to the opposite of what we thought before. We were before saying, meaning, we introduced a new idea. We've introduced that besides the amount of time it takes for it to take root, you need 30 full days before Rosh Hashanah. So if anything, our mayor is the best. Our mayor holds, he holds Yamech B'Shanah Chash B'Shanah. So according to the mayor, you have the 30 days. You have 30 days before, we'll give you he would need the least amount of time, so 30 days should be enough. Really, the Mara's going to say in a second, it's 31 days, even according to the Mara, it's 31 days, but the Mara says, suggest at least. Ella, the Mara says, you're right, the Mara Mary. Other Rabbi Mary is better. When we said the Mara, you need 30 days, and Rabbi Mary is agreeing, you need 30 days in order for it to take root, and then, as long as you have 30 days for Tishrei, one day in the year is called the year, and therefore, by Tishrei, it's going to be considered the new year. Ask the Gemara, that's great, but you're missing a day. It should be 31 days then. Says the Gemara, it should be 31 days. The Gemara says, you're right. When you have 30 days, we're saying basically what we call a double mixtape gekulei. A mixtape gekulei, the gabe, the one day in the year, and a mixtape gekulei to be the 30th day of the 30 days. So basically, one day is counting as part of my one day and part of my 30 days. So you don't need 31 days. Even 30 days is enough that as long as I plan 30 days before Hashanah, according to a mayor, that one day in the year is called the year, I'm able to have my 30 days of klita. 29 days plus gives me 30 days klita, and the also partial day of that last 30 days, my one day of the year, it's called the year, which is interesting. He's saying that one day, a partial day, is called a full day, and that full day now is one day in the year, it's called the year. You're doing a double, right? For Kodeh Mer, but that's Enachami, so we start off thinking the Brisa cannot be like a Mer because you need 30 days, and based on what we introduced later in the conversation, that Rabba Bar Avua, Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua says that you always need additional 30 days anyway. We come at the other Rav, the author of the Braisa has to be specifically Amir, and within 30 days, you can get both your one day and your 30 days. Let's pause for a second. There's a discussion in Taisvis that even according to Amir, that was saying, Yemech B'Shanah Chash B'Shanah, it's only in cases that we don't have a specific type of count. Well, let's go opposite. The Gemara in Nida, in Perek Yud Zayin, the Gemara discusses that Ben Tess has a status of his Bia is a Bia. Ben Tess, a Bia is a Bia. A Ben Yud Gimel, via Mechad, is 13, is Bar Mitzvah. Says Teisvitz, it's clear in those sugyas that those are Meisleis. You're not going to say Yemech B'Shanah Chash B'Shanah. Let's say the guy's born one day, and then all of a sudden it's Tishrei, he's 2 years old now. He's alive for one day, and all of a sudden, Tishrei, now he's 2 years old, he's running a second year. No, the 9 years old or the 13 years old requires Me'es Leis. And therefore, whatever day he's born on, and that's what we do, of course, we know that we take it for granted. But based on our sugyas, if Tishrei becomes a new year, we would think just like counting for trees, counting for people as well, let's say, or other things. Says Tishrei, it's clear there are cases where you need Me'es Leis. This whole discussion that one day in a year is called a year, and now you can have a new year from Tishrei, only applies to things that don't require Me'es Leis, they don't require to the day. There was Achreinim Armadayik, ready, in Taisvitz. Now they say Meis Leis literally means from hour to hour, which means that perhaps Taisvitz holds that a Bar Mitzvah boy, or Ben Tashanim, the guy having status of Bia, is Dafka to the hour he was born. If someone was born at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Yud, whatever what's today, on Yud, I think it's Yud Gimel Cheshvin, his birthday will be, his bar mitzvah will be, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, on Yud Gimel Cheshvin, 13 years later, it would have to be Dafka, Meis Leis. That's someone who died from Taishvitz. Others say that no, Meis Leis is Lav Dafka, just means to the year, Taishvitz and Meis Leis Lav Dafka, but it means to the year, to the day of the year, not to Tishrei, it doesn't count as the new year. Otherwise, you'd essentially have everyone's bar mitzvah to be Tishrei. Av Tishrei, no, it means to the day, but you don't mamash need Meis Leis. Lamais is already a Shultis. There's a Shultis, which is way back when. Shultis is all the way back in the times of the, at the end of the Gemaris, early, even before the, well before the Rishonim, the earliest. the Shiltas writes that it means Beis Leis to the hour. It means the hour. And they say over the Brisker Rav used to wake up his bar mitzvah boys in the middle of the night, when they were born. One of his sons were born in the middle of the night. So the night of his bar mitzvah, he slept Kriyish Vayit Av Ma'arif, and then he woke him up in the middle of the night and said, now that's Beis Leis to when you were born, say Shema again. Say Shema Nachamo, in order to be Yetzah, according to the Shita's Tesis, according to the Shita's Shiltas, according to the Deacon Tesis, that the bar mitzvah was really Beis Leis, you said Kriyish Vayit early today. This is a famous Lamed Shaila. A boy who was, forget about Beis Leis, a boy in the night of his bar mitzvah, every other person davens early after plag, let's say, or early after shkia. So he's yetzer already as a gadol, his kriyishma. He's maybe saying drop early, but he's yetzer as a gadol, his kriyishma. A child who's going bar mitzvah, if you hold the bar mitzvah, is not fully bar mitzvah till seis, at least, forget about Beis Leis. So it comes out if he davens early, he has a chiyuv deraisa this night as a bar mitzvah boy now. He has a chiyuv deraisa of kriyishma, but he wasn't. When he said the Kriyat Shema, he was still perhaps a katan. He still did at least right top, not fully a gadol yet. So could he use the Kriyat Shema he said between plag, certainly not from plag, but even from shkia? So it says, could he use that to be yetzer his chiyuv deraisa late at night? For everyone else, doesn't matter because they already got gadol before. So yeah, they're yetzer Kriyat Shema a little early. Always cannot repeat anyway. But okay, but they already yetzer in a deraistic fashion. The katan wasn't even yetzer in a deraistic fashion. A reason to actually two things: to say Kriyat Shema again later, but maybe to even the achrayim discuss davening later in order to get Birchas Kriyishma with Shema on a derice level, because for the katan maybe it wasn't. Again, it's big raid, people speak up by bar mitzvahs. I did not, full disclosure, it did not come up this past week. We did not discuss it by my son's bar mitzvah, but it is raid that is discussed. It is raid that is discussed by bar mitzvahs, and it's again related to this discussion over here about a step further, not only making sure it's nightfall, making sure it's mamish Beis Leis, and again, the Brisker Rav was known, it was said about him, that he's makbid with Beis Leis because of our taisvahs and the shiltas to do Beis Leis. Okay. Says the Gemara further. Amar Bechan, Ushtei Mechad Echad Ershu, the Machlekes Rav Lazar and Rav Lazar and Rav Meir, whether Yemecha B'Shanas Chashana or they need 30 days, that's both darshan of the same pasuk. It says in the pasuk, "Ve'iba achas v'sheish me'ashana marisha mechel chedesh." Just talking, of course, which is a couple weeks ago, Parshas Noach. It was 1 and 600 years in the first month, on the first day of the month. Right, the end of the pasuk is that the ma'inas, that the waters, that the sorry, not the ma'inas, the waters had dried up from the land. V'nei charvu p'nei ha'adama, the waters dried up from the. Chavra Mayim El Eretz, that's what I'm looking for. Chavra Mayim El Eretz, the word is drawn from the land. Rameir Sever, Midakatye Mecharu, Da'ayel B'Shana. Rameir says, it was only one day into the year. The Karle Shana. And it called it a year. Shmami no Yamecha B'Shana Chavshana. That's the right, that one day in a year is called a year. Pretty simple, pretty simple. Vidach, and Rablaz will respond and say, Iksiv B'Shesh Meas, V'Achas Shana. Had it said 601 years on the first day of the year, then you'd be right. That one day of the year is called the year, Kedikamret. Hashach Siv Achas, it says first, Ba'achas, V'sheish Me'a Shana, it means Shana, Sheish Me'a is going, the word Shana is not going on, again, it says 1 and 600. Me'a says, that means 601 years, and one day of the year is called the year. Rabbah says, yeah, had it said 601, that's great. But since it says first the word Achas, then Sheish Me'a Shana, Shana, the word Shana is going on the Sheish Me'a is going, Umay Achas, Aschalta Dachas Kamar. It means the beginning of the 601st year, but not that you counted already a full 601st year with the one day. Says the Marvel Blazer, my time, what's about Blazer? Meaning, how does he even this Pasuk? We're saying they both actually say Pasuk. Clearly, the simple reading is like, the simple reading read so far is like our mayor. It called it in Hebrew, when we say years, we say 7 and 20 and 100. Right by Sarah, right? This is Parsha. Next week's Parsha. By Sarah. 7, 20, and 100. That's how we count. So 1 and 600 would be 601 years, that fits great like a mayor. Rav Lazar gave a deflection, but why would he learn the other way? Says my Rav Lazar, my taima, the sibarisha mech lechaydish, medakatia mechad, hu da'al bechaydish, vikakar lechaydish, since it's already one day in the month, and I called it a month, that's kevaldik, shpa minay mech lechaydish, chashu chaydish, umidiyah mech lechaydish, chashu chaydish, shtoish mechashana, chashuvim, shana. So from the fact that one day in a month is called a month, it's logical to say one month in the year is called the year, meaning every greater period of time is broken down into its closest broken denomination. So months are broken into days. One day of the month is called a month, and therefore, years, which is broken into months, obviously it's broken into days too, but it's broken closer into months. One month of the year is called a year, not one day of the year. Says the Gemara, a month to its units, a month is comprised of days, whereas a year is broken into what it's with units it's comprised of, namely into into months. We'll pause over here, just one last point before we stop. I just have to stop and drop earlier today because I'm planning to daven in the 6:30 minyan. Turi Evan asks, on the pasuk of Sheish Me'a Shana, Turi Evan asks, had the pasuk referring to Nerech's age? If it was referring to the years of Bria's Ilam, that would be one thing. But it's referring to Nerech's age. Maybe it was further into the year from Bria's Ilam, and that's why, and that, therefore, this is, maybe you should be able to be Uriah from here B'chlal. So, everyone wants to say, Yisayid, that when the Torah counts the years of a person, the years of a person get rejigged from Bria's Ilam. Meaning, even if a person, even we said before, like Gabi our bar mitzvahs, like Gabi our being bent tests, to have status of Bia, the Gemara over there, Yates Defen, and Nida, we're saying it goes main slaves to a person's own personal count. When it comes to the Torah counting how old someone was, it actually gets, that count gets rejigged. Let's say a person was born in Shvat, by Tishrei of the next year, the Torah was counted as if he's 2 years old. By Tishrei, or whatever, 1 year old. The Torah is counted as if he's in his next year by Tishrei, not based on his life day to day. Otherwise, we're hard pressed to bring Raya from Noach, together with trying to bring Raya from the count of which year it was. The answer is because Noach's new year would start whenever the new year starts. Noach's 600th year would start whenever the new year starts. As I said, the Shagazaria in 2 years. I'll pause over here. Pick up tomorrow, Mr. Shem. Have a wonderful day.